CliffCentral.com.
Chris, it's a good day. Your timing is amazing, dude. I got to say, like, every time we speak to either you or Sean or Brett or whoever else it is, it seems like things are better than the previous few days. It's $41,000 for a Bitcoin, but earlier this week, there were massive, massive problems. And I thought, oh, God, I better sell. I heard about these big whales who are abandoning all their Bitcoin projects and their Ethereum projects. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I wait for Wednesday. You arrive, and suddenly, miraculously, it's back to 41. What are you doing? Tell us how this works.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I think that's why Brett's abandoned the show this morning and popped me on again, so the prices can actually go up again.
Well, if you can take credit for that, do it. What's been happening?
So last time we spoke, Bitcoin is at 45,000, and as you said, sold off to about 38. This morning, it's recovered to the 41,000. But that sell-off down to 38 was along with global stocks. We've also seen commodities like oil and nickel have been going up exponentially, which is hinting towards a massive wave of inflation we might see in the future. And that's why we've been working on our Inflation Shield bundle.
Right. Okay, so tell us about this Inflation Shield bundle, because I think a lot of people are very worried that they're going to have whatever little money they have right now. And believe me, there was an article just yesterday published about how South Africans, I think it was Magnus Haystack, he said South Africans cannot get richer in an environment like this, because all around us, petrol prices are going sky high, people's cost of living is going up. So even if you manage to have 10 Rand in your wallet today, that 10 Rand effectively is going to be worth a whole lot less than the 10 Rand it is today by the end of next month. There's got to be a way that we can protect ourselves from this. Some people buy gold. Some people buy foreign currency. There's no surefire way to do this, but it sounds to me like your Inflation Shield bundle is designed to take advantage of whatever market movements there are and make it a bit easier. What does it do?
Precisely. So the Inflation Shield bundle is a new product we're launching on Friday. Designed, like you say, to protect all of our investors against inflation and any kind of shaky market conditions we might see in the future. I mean, the pandemic already screwed all of our finances with sky-high inflation and living expenses. Mm-hmm. And now with the horrendous war going on in Ukraine, we've already started to see high petrol prices creeping in. So, I mean, like you say, when the invasion started 2 weeks ago, markets were freaking out. We sat down and said, let's release a product that, like, anyone can put their money in worry-free, no matter what's going on in the world, your investment's doing just fine. So we knew we needed to protect people against the inflation we're already seeing and the inflation that we're going to see in the near future. So we decided to invent this Inflation Shield bundle, which is literally just 75% gold, 25% Bitcoin. It's like super simple, but perfect. I mean, it's literally, it sounds way too simple to be a perfect bundle,
I mean,
but it's actually
a lot of people
gold and Bitcoin on a yearly basis. Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people will be listening to this going, hang on, there's got to be a catch here. But as you say, it's so simple. It's you say 75% gold and 25% Bitcoin, two things which in an environment of inflation seem like they are fairly safe bets.
Precisely. So whenever the actual news flow happens, so on the announcement, gold rallied ridiculously hard, Bitcoin sold off, because once the traditional safe haven, Bitcoin's a new safe haven, kind of treated as a bit riskier. So the risk sells off and then doesn't look that great, but they start to kind of actually do the opposite in the longer term. So longer term, there's like a lagged delay with Bitcoin. So you're protected with the gold, and then the Bitcoin makes up majority of the returns and goes crazy with all of the inflation later on. So it's the ideal bundle for anyone wanting to protect against inflation. It doesn't really quite have the stomach for like going all into Bitcoin, and then you've got that protection of gold.
All right. So what do you know what's happening with the gold price at the moment?
I believe we're actually nearing yearly highs. Well, yeah, we're at about $2,050 per ounce or so around that region, which is, I mean, on the recent news, it rallied from about the low 1800s to 2050, which is a very good performance from gold.
Well, I mean, just looking at the chart for this week, it's already gone up. And obviously with what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, that's what a lot of people are talking about. But it appears that we are reaching new highs with gold. Well, highs that haven't been reached, let's say, for a very long time. We can't really do anything about the U.S. printing dollars. But the dollar's also struggling, isn't it? And even the exchange between the dollar and something like our South African rand, it's actually helped the rand, not helped the dollar.
Yeah, precisely. I've been quite surprised at how well the Rand's actually held up. Generally, when commodities go sky high like this, the Rand actually tends to sell off a bit and weaken a bit to the dollar. The Rand depreciates about 7% or so annually to the dollar. So that's why we try to go gold and Bitcoin, because that's a way of protecting against the dollar too.
Right.
Yeah, but you could see the dollar strengthening against the euro in the next 3 to 6 months at least.
Well, we'll keep an eye. All right. So in other words, what we've got to look at here is if people are nervous about all this inflation all around them, they're nervous about the cost of everything going up. One of the things you can do then is to buy into this new product which they're launching. It is called the Inflation Shield Bundle. You can find out more about that by going to revix.com. And is it easy? It's like just buying any of the other stuff that you guys have got, all the other products? Same thing?
Super easy sign up. Few clicks and you've got yourself a bundle. And we're also running a promotion at the moment where if you invest 20,000 Rand into the Inflation Shield bundle, you'll be protected against any losses for the period of March, and then any upside you get to keep during that period.
Nice. Well, listen, if you can, anywhere you can get free money like that, you should take the chance. I mean, rather put money into that and you're guaranteed the returns than do it, just leave it in the bank and get nothing for it, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've got 5%, 5.7% inflation in South Africa, and your bank account is certainly not earning you more than that. So it's time to start looking elsewhere to try and protect ourselves.
Okay, this is useful information. So you can sign up to Revix for free. If you haven't heard of them before, then where the hell have you been? Because REVIX, just look at Chris's shirt that he's got on right there, and you'll see REVIX.com. Go and sign up, verify your ID, add some funds, select the bundle of your choice. And if you're nervous about this and you're nervous about crypto in general, because there are lots of people who still are, and with the price that's gone up and down in the last couple of weeks like it has, who can blame you for being a bit nervous? But it is still, in the long term, something that I believe in, because it doesn't have government control behind it. It's not something that, you know, Vladimir Putin or Joe Biden can mess with as much as they can with the dollar or the ruble. Apparently, the Russian ruble is less than 1 American cent for a ruble now.
Yeah, that's quite scary. It's at all-time lows, unfortunately, which is one of the main reasons we've actually seen Bitcoin trading at a premium. It trades at about $5,000 higher than the average price globally, because Russian citizens have been really just running into Bitcoin to try and protect their wealth. So, I mean, you can't really take physical gold bars across the border, so it's easy to take like a digital gold or like a Bitcoin across the border with you.
Well, apparently they halted nickel trade yesterday on the London markets. That's interesting too. So thanks for that, Rusty. Okay, brilliant. Chris, thanks again. It's always good, even though we only get to check in with you once a week, to just take stock and to breathe. Again, if you are one of those people who watches this Bitcoin price going up and down, sometimes it's better to only check in on a Wednesday, see it once a week, and then you don't go those huge highs and lows that other people do. Even though it's part of the fun for some of us, it can be very, very scary. So thank you, Chris, at least keeping us on the sensible path with some good investment.
Thanks for having me on, Gary. Have a great day, guys.
Nice to see you, dude. Thank you very much. CliffCentral.com.